Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, the show that offers you guidance to transform your life. My name is Carmen Hara, and I'm live every Tuesday evening, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Om Time Radio. Tonight, we will demystify mysteries of the other side, so don't be intimidated, because the other side is just like our side, except it's a perfect world. Now, doesn't that sound reassuring? On the other side, there's no suffering, no injustice, no tragedies. Those exist only here, because they're all man-made. These elements of light were created by us, because since the dawn of time, we have been obsessed with death and rebirth. We've been always on a quest to find out what happens when we die. And we are no longer closer to the answer than we were 3,000 years ago. Actually, I do believe, my belief is that our teachers, our predecessors, may have been more accurate in the theories about afterlife than we are many, many years later. If you think of the ancient Egyptian, for them, death was more important than life. And if you think of pharaohs, they were buried with the most important belongings, so that they lacked nothing on their journey into the other world. If you think of the Book of the Dead in ancient Egypt, was a profound text of rituals and all kinds of things that explain what a soul could encounter when they pass on. Now, if you think of the Greeks, being the incredible philosophers they were, they created the mystical world of Hades, illustrating the dwelling place of the dead. Now, the Greeks believed that at the moment of the dead, the spirit of the dead left the body through a small breath. So in just a bit, we'll talk about this fifth dimension, the world in which all soul lives, the higher realm that your loved one enter when they passed on. So if you want to know about life and death, I want you to stick around, and because I really want you to give you all the information that I gathered in my lifetime. Because when we die, all we take from with us is our karma. I said this in my first book 20 years ago. This means that when we pass into the other side, all we carry with us is our memories and our unresolved emotional issues. But death is not the end of life, but the beginning of a wonderful new adventure. Except that we don't have this attachment to the physical world. We don't have the physical body. Because life is just light and pure energy and breath and movement. And we too are energy that never dies, but only converts into something else. Like Einstein used to say that we convert, energy converts into matter. We convert into the physical world. Because our energy is connected to the universal energy. And when our time here on Earth ends, we return to the universal energy. We blend into the melting pot of souls and ever-moving energy. So spirit is the light and the way to the universal energy. Infinite universe. I also believe that we keep our individuality, you know, we keep the traits of who we are and who we've been here. Now, sadly, that will take away from us what we want to keep, unless we shift our thinking to see that as an experience which can bring us closer than ever to our loved ones who are passed on. Now, being able to communicate to the other side, it's an amazing tool of healing. I do believe that all of you have somebody who's no more alive. Now, I remember very clearly when I was 5 years old, I was able to open the gate the other side for some seconds. I don't know exactly time, because when you pass on the other side, time is continuous. It's not limited, so it's not measured anymore. I realize what happens. I recall it very well. I was 5 years old. I didn't know how to swim, so I drowned in a river. And I will talk a little bit about that, because I just want to offer you my example. And going back to the fact that we can connect to the other side, spirit is a form of communication in which spirits are in connection with us through a form that is called mediumship, a way to connect to the world of the living, connecting the world of the living to the world of the dead. Now, the founding father of Spiritism is Alain Kardec. Alain Kardec is a French teacher. And by the way, I just visited Paris, and I was just talking to my wonderful producer. I just came from Paris, and I had the time of my life, and I saw myself living in Paris a number of lives. I was living in Paris. I was an opera singer. Then I was, I can talk about this a number of shows, but it's pretty amazing how I realized what I was. And I speak perfect French. So when I was there, I couldn't speak any other language. I felt like I belonged, like I went home. And I kept on seeing all those past lives. It was a very interesting experience. But going back to Alain Kardec, who lived in 1857, he was, as I said, he was French, and he was the one that established, you know, the movement of this spiritual, of spiritism, this connection to the spirit world. And he wrote the book called The Spirit's Book, a series of 1,000 question and answer, exploring all this matter of the spirit world and how how you connect and what happens, and published this continuously, all this book, until his death. And there's a lot of people who visit his grave in Paris, and on the top of his chamber is written a quote that sums up his belief system, and naître mourir, naître encore, et progresser sans cesse, telle est la loi, which means to be born, die again, be reborn, and so progress unceasingly. It's the law. So the law is to be born, to die again, and to be reborn, and to progress. So in other words, this is, like you know very well, where we come here to progress, we come here to evolve, we come here to learn. We call it the school. We come here to go through the school of life. But from my own experience with spirit, I've learned that spirit let go of the negative emotion. So if you remember, first, that your father was like an angry man, when he will come in a spirit form, he will be calm, he will demure, he will be different. Your mother that for instance, held a grudge against her sister, she will probably appear from the other side loving, at peace with all the family members. So because spirits are detached from the matter of this world, and they don't carry those emotions that we have when we hear. So when you think about it, it's senseless. Why hang on into something that is so wrongly on earth? They don't take that material attachment. They don't take any of this with them, so they detach. So there's a common misconception, which I hear from a lot of people, that might believe a spirit is coming angry or emotionally disturbed. I don't really believe that. Only if there's a ghost or a poltergeist, because there's a spirit who passed peacefully, and there's the ghost and the poltergeist, and I will try to explain you the difference between them, because there's a difference between a spirit and a ghost. A spirit is the energy of the soul that passed in the realm of the perpetual time in a peaceful way. You know, well, a ghost is a spirit that never finds peace, never saw the light in the next dimension. And the etymology of poltergeist is a combination of two German words, poltern, which means noise, and geist, which means ghost. The poltergeist is a destructive spirit somebody who probably was killed, somebody that can never find the light, who are trapped into emotional level and doesn't have the body, but they usually make their presence acknowledged in a destructive way. That's why a lot of people can say, oh my God, I have a spirit in my house that is causing me trouble. So that's definitely not a spirit. That is a poltergeist, which is just a ghost. So I want to tell you a very interesting story about my life, and then I'll go and take your calls, because I have Wanda, I have Denise. I'm so glad that we're talking. Let's see if I can connect you with the people on the other side. Let's see if somebody comes through. I already have a woman here in my house, and I think it's related to one of the two of you that are already waiting to talk to me. So hold on the line. I'll be with you in a minute. I just want to tell you a short story. I remember this story in my life that changed my perception about everything. My husband passed away some years ago of cancer, and during our life together, my husband was appraising art for Sotheby's. He was an art dealer, and he always brought things in our house, all kinds of ancient stuff. He was like fascinating with painting and old stuff, like he always lived in another century. And years before my husband got sick from cancer, I wake up one day because I heard a noise in the living room, and our bedrooms were upstairs in our house in New York. So when I went down in the living room for a second, I saw in front of me a very pale, red-headed woman with a Victorian dress, like she comes from 100 years ago. And she looked at me, she said, "My name is Julia, I'm here to take my husband away from you. Like, this is my husband." And she disappeared. Several years later, in the middle of the night, my husband, grumbling in his sleep, "You know, Julia, what do you want to leave me alone?" I was so scared, and I woke him up. I said, "What did you say?" I said, "Well, there's a woman, Carmen, that always comes to me in dreams, and she started describing, he's describing me the woman that I saw in the living room, and he gave me the name Julia. He said, she's always coming to me. She tells me her name, and she looks, she's redheaded. She's like this. She's has this Victorian dress, and she's telling me to go with her." Right after that, my husband got sick and died. I was always questioning, what did Julia have anything to do with the passing of my husband? But fair enough, years went by after, and I had a lot of things, store paintings in my house that I couldn't even look at after the passing of my husband. One day I went through the painting and I started screaming because I saw a painting painted 100 years ago. And when I started screaming, the neighbors came, my daughter came, and everybody came to see what was going on. And in the painting painted 100 years ago, which I have in my house right now, is my husband with Julia, my husband with the same thick hair, dark hair, same eyebrows, same mustache, same full lips. And near him, there's this ragged woman that I saw in my house. So that they must have had a life together, because that painted was painted 100 years ago. So I know it's really spooky. It's really happening. I have it in my house. It's incredible. I look at this painting sometime and I said, how could something like this can happen? So how can you establish a connection to the other side? It's not as difficult. Your loved one will try to come through. They're just a form of energy, and they try to sometimes operate through frequencies, put the lights on, switch the TV channel, sometimes moving object, because they come in the frequency. As we exist in this field of energy, they operate on energetically, you know, like that's why they have this ability to switch on the light, so that they want to acknowledge you, make you feel that they are there. And they're no more trapped in the physical world, but I said it's amazing to establish a connection to the other side. And when I come back, and I want to take the calls, and everybody wants to talk to me about the other side, about somebody who passed on, about, let's see if I can connect you with somebody. Call 202-570-7057. Christopher is wonderful. He will take your calls. I have a number of people with you right now, and I'm so excited. I love this topic. It's one of my favorite topics. And I'm going to go right now and talk to Robin. Robin is waiting for a while. Hi, Robin, my dear. How are you? And how do you like this topic?
I love this topic. I love it. I mean, I know your first book. I spoke to you about 4 weeks ago, Cross a Crisis. And tonight I'm trying to listen to again to my father, see what he has to tell me about my life.
Well, your father is very present. He's very much around you. Do you feel him?
Sometimes, yes.
So he's very present. So when I ask you, do you feel him, he wants to be acknowledged more. It's interesting. He tells me about somebody with an R name. I don't know if it's, I know your name starts with an R, but who else was R who crossed over, who's with him on the other side? He shows me an R and he shows me an S. And so he's not alone. He wants you to know he's not alone. Was there anybody in his family with a name like Rose or somebody with a name like S? He shows me two initials.
No, I just know my mother is Jacqueline, but my his mother is an M, a Mary.
No, there's nothing. Two initials that he's mentioning. So it must be something else that he's referring. If he's not referring to the people he's on, he might refer to something else. So keep it in mind, there's an R name and there's an S that he's talking about. And he's also mentioned, he probably refers to something else because he's also saying clearly the name David. So keep that in mind. So there's something about David that might have to do with, because you said what's ahead of you. They usually know what's ahead of you. So he's either projecting somebody for you and looking to all the elements. He shows me a day of 14. He talks about August. He talks about December. So there's a lot going on between August and December. Underlining these three initials, see what's happening. He said, you're going to travel. There's a lot of changes ahead of you. So he sees what's happening to you. So, which I found it very, very interesting. And he's just wanting to project. You are asking me what is going on, if there's something that he's seeing for you or that he's acknowledging for you. So he's giving you some indication about one of the things that you need to do. He also said that in the next 2 weeks, either you receive an answer to something that is related to your work. Do you know what he's talking about?
Well, it could be two things. One is a book that I wrote.
Okay.
Another thing is has to do not really with my work, but that I'm pursuing a legal.
So in other words, in 2 weeks, there's an answer to your legal and there's a decision about your book. And between August to December, he says there is a lot of development in all the stages of your life. So there's a lot going on. He gives me another person. He gives me names that might not necessarily relate to you. Hold on the line. I'll be back in a minute to you, Robin. Okay, don't hang up. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hello, everybody. I'm back, and I was talking to Robin. So, Robin, your father's still sitting here, and he says that you will feel him. He says in the next 3 days, either you dream of him, and then there's an envelope coming in the mail in the next 3 days. Look for it. See whatever messages else you receive. Like sometimes spirits try to send you a sign or a signal in a very interesting way. Like you will feel something unusual, but you will identify and recognize his presence. But anyhow, he's very supportive of you. And all of the other people in your case on the other side, they all supportive of you. They all very caring, very loving. So you will experience a period of a lot of positive things, a lot of good energy. They all want you to know that you're okay, that your health is good, and everything else is good, and you're moving in the right direction. So not to be worried about anything. So everything is really working for you. Do you have anything specific to ask him?
I'm grieving a lot, and it really is upsetting for me that because we were so close. But
I don't want you to grieve. I want you to celebrate. You know what I mean? I want you to know that where he is, he's not suffering. I want you to know that where he is, he's happy. He's all these other people that he met on the other side. He said he found friends. He said he recently, one of his friends passed. Do you know about that?
No, I know my uncle that passed 2 weeks before he did, after he did.
That's what he's talking, the person who passed right after him. And so they each other, they together. And they happy. They said they traveling, they're going places. They said they're such a beautiful place. He's talking to me about a place that is closer to a mountain area where they live, where they all join. He's showing me like a wooden table where they sit. He said they're having a magnificent time, and that he wants you to actually be happy for him and not to grieve and not to be sad. He wants you to be happy because that's a place where we all go. And he wants you to know that there is a reason we're talking. He wants you to reconnect. So I invite you to call me anytime you feel like on the show, and we'll try to talk to him again. He mentions the woman with an L name and the man with a G, like George or Jeff. He gives me so many names. It's so interesting. That it almost makes me feel that there's all these people either come into your life and you'll understand so much what he's trying to say. So, Robin, I want you to light a candle for him tonight and talk to him loud voice and give him a piece of cake. He's asking you for something sweet. You know, spirits sometimes have a craving of the food they like. If you remember the kind of a sweets or a cake or your father liked, just buy one and put it on a table, you know, exactly like he was there and he's having it, okay?
Okay, yes, he always liked his sweets, and he was, before he died, he was very concerned about my finances, so ask him, you know, how's that going
to
turn out?
Not to worry about that, because the message is very clear that from now on to the end of the year, that aspect of your life will improve substantially. I promise you this on live radio. So you will see this, and me and you, we're going to talk. So I want you to know that. I want you to be sure that this is the case, and then you will see a huge improvement. And that's going to come through your work, and that's going to come in different ways. But it's going to be your father doing all these miracles for you, because that's what they do for us. They stay there where they are. They see us, what we're doing, and they are very helpful. And your father will help you in an amazing way. And me and you, we're going to talk about that so that everybody knows okay. how wonderful your father is and how, in which way he will help you in the next number of months. I promise you. Okay, my love.
Thank you.
I love you, Robin. Much. And call me anytime, my sweetheart. Okay, sweetheart. I'm going to go to Vanda in Pennsylvania. Hi, my dear.
Hi.
I wonder, how are you, my love?
Oh, I am okay. I guess I'm okay. I'm very tired all the time.
You're tired? Now, being tired can be caused by a number of things. Is this something that impairs your work on a daily basis? Do you feel sleepy? Do you feel weak? Have you ever checked your vital sign or like your blood pressure? If it's low, no. Sometimes can make you feel tired, or if you're lacking minerals in the body. Sorry.
No, it's not that. It's just my job and the stress in my life.
So the stress impacts the physical body. So the stress has a lot to do with the level of the cortisol. The stress has a lot impacts the function of the body. So we allow stress sometimes, you know, to influence the way we function physically. So I want you to check on your physical things, and I want you to take it easy and forget about the stress. You also have somebody on the other side watching over you, but it's somebody who died young. It's a man. You also have an older one, actually two people that come in the same time, one after each other, saying hello to you. And there's a woman who shows me an A name and then an M, an A and an M, common letters, but they're trying to say hello. And either the woman was born in the spring or died in the spring. Do you know who I'm talking about?
A and an M?
Yeah, they're showing me, their initial might refer to them or refer to something else, but I clearly see them. So the man died relatively young. Do you know who that is? He's not giving me his name. He's actually
it's a man?
It's a man and a woman. There's two people coming one after each other who are in connection to you. So they right here. I just see them in front of me, and they wanted to say hello. And one of them died in the spring or was born in the spring. So that's the information that I'm receiving. Anybody in your family? Sorry?
My mother died in May.
Okay. So then that's your mom. And your mother shows me an A and an M. So the initial. And your mother had a sister who passed also?
A what?
A sister who died.
Oh, yeah. My mom, there was a big family, yeah.
So she's with a sister.
I wasn't close to them.
So for whichever reason, she's coming through. She's coming through telling you something good is happening to you. There's some changes in work. So they acknowledge things happen. There's also a change of residence. Do you plan to move?
Do I plan to move?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just bought a house 2 years ago, so I plan on moving.
Okay. Okay. Okay, let's put it in perspective because I don't understand the message, and sometimes they know better than us. They're talking about a chance of a moving. The moving might be something better. You might sell this house, they get even a better home. But there's something about moving. The moving might also involve a moving at work or a different place or something, but that's some kind of a message. Do you have a son?
A son?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
They're talking about your son. Is your son going through a process of getting a new direction or going through some changes? They're talking about your son going through his own changes in the next 5 months or till the May of next year. They're mentioning something. Do you identify who this man is? Who's deceased, because I see him clearly. He's like a tall man. He's looking at me. He shows me a W. He died for a very long time. He was very handsome when he was alive, but he has pretty much the physical characteristic of somebody, of the man when he was alive. And he's connected to you through some side of a family. Do you know who he is? He's not telling me more, but just I see there's the physical presence.
I don't know any man that died young in my life.
No, in your family, there was somebody who died young and he was in my related family. To your father. Yeah, in your family.
Related to my father.
To your father's side of the family. And I clearly see him. Very
no,
clearly.
I
and he's
know.
Connected to the woman who comes through. And I think the woman who comes through is your mother. They kind of come together. But this man is actually your side of the family and your father's side of the family. Anyhow, bottom line is, just do some research and you will know what I'm telling you. This is somebody who died suddenly in some kind of a weird circumstances. And you are very young. He said that you are around 6 years old, 4 years old, something like that, that you might not remember. But there's a message here. So it's interesting. Sometimes spirits come through uninvited, not related to something that you want to know right now. Is there any question that you have to your mom right now?
I wonder if she's watching over me.
Oh, she's
I mean, she always
over you.
Said, I'm in my life.
And she's talking
up
about
and down.
Either a medallion or something that you might wear from her. Do you know what she's saying about? She's showing
no.
me something that she gave you, something that you have from her for a long time, like an object or something that you can wear. Do you remember what she gave you when you were really young, like 18, 22, something like that? There's a piece, it looks like a piece of jewelry to me.
No.
But she's well? She said she's well. She said she's with a lot of people on the other side. She mentioned one of her sisters that she must have been close. She shows you a B name. She talks about your son. She said that she's helpful. She visits you at 2 a.m. I don't know if you wake up at 2 a.m., 4 a.m. She comes in the house. Sometimes she makes a little bit of noise.
Who's this?
Your mom.
Oh.
Do you feel her ever?
No.
You don't feel her?
I see her, like, I see her, but I don't feel presence or anything.
Yeah, because sometimes not everybody feels the spirit. Not everybody senses their presence, which is we're disconnected. We're afraid to allow them to come into our homes. You know, we're scared of the other side. We're scared of the spirit world, you know. We are not that comfortable, you know, about the communication. So that's why I'm doing this show, to open the mind of people. It's a matter of perception. But anyhow, I really feel very good about the communication with your mom. And I want you to know that she's there protecting you and helping you. And there's a lot of good coming to you in the next 2 months. So she talks about, and she also talks about you might be invited somewhere. I don't know if this is a conference or an event or a circumstance in which she suggests that you have to go, because you're going to benefit from it. So you,
okay.
if you know more, and you know, some of the things that I'm giving you, it's a lot to digest. And let's say 2 weeks from now, three weeks from now, you know more about it, feel free to call me back on the show. The moment that you see everything that I'm putting in motion unfolding, that we can reconnect and talk again and look deeper into it. Okay,
okay,
my dear, I send you so much love, and I'll talk to you anytime you want to reconnect to your mother, or you have any kind of a question, whatever question you might have for me, I'm here anytime you need me.
Okay.
Okay, my love. I love you. I'm going to go to Denise in Las Vegas. Hi, Denise.
Hi, Carmen. This is Denise.
Hi, my Denise.
Oh,
I love you.
I love you, too. You know, you and I have spoken before. We've had a couple of private conversations.
Okay.
Like 2 years ago, 3 years ago. We had about 3 or 4 of them, actually. I was the one who had the problem with the not going on tour and then going back and forth for a couple of years, not figuring out where to live and all that other kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But anyway.
So
yeah,
where you are right now, where we are with that?
Well, okay, but I do want to ask you about someone who passed away, but where we are with that right now, I was going to ask you this if we had time. I do have an apartment in downtown Los Angeles. It's mine. I was approved. I got it. And I've been paying rent for it for the last... Yeah, And I've been paying the rent for it for the last few months because I had to wait to get the approval, and I got it, so a friend of mine has been there, but I agreed to pay the rent, so that's not the issue. And I got it on a very, very, very good deal. It was a low
yes.
credit tax special mm-hmm. deal, so that's why I'm able mm-hmm. to get the place. And I'll be moving in the next couple of weeks. I had moved into this exact building 2 years ago. In fact, I had asked you about it. You said it was a very mm-hmm. good thing for me to do. I lasted 1 month and I left because I hated it. And now I'm
so
moving back
not,
into the exact same building.
Was actually not good for you? Well, not good for you? It's, I found it funny that you go back to the same place that you never felt comfortable.
Yeah, but that was a very, very different situation. And it was a different situation, and it was a different time. Now this is my apartment, and it's 2 years later.
Yes,
I guess
I'm sorry to interrupt you. I'm just trying to make my point that probably what I felt by then makes more sense now. Because you're actually going back to the place, and this time you're going back to the place where you're going to feel home. You're going to feel comfortable in this place versus where you were before. Does it make sense?
Yeah, and I hope so. That's my hope. I really hope that I like it this time, and because I'm not crazy about L.A. You know, I'm a New Yorker. I love New York. And I really hope that I can get there and finally settle in, because I've been running around for the past 5 or 6 years not having my own place. And finally, I got this, and I'm really hoping.
No, I think that this is going to bring you the stability that you're looking for. So this is going to be very good because it brings you stability. It brings you a sense of comfort that you've been missing for a while. You're not going to turn around.
You'll say,
I can settle. I can settle. I can be here. I can feel myself. I can grow. You needed this. You needed this level of your own evolution. So this is really positive. I feel very good about it. And I feel very good that you're going to that place. Yes.
Thank you very much, because it's been on my mind. Because the last time I was just sharing an apartment with two friends, it wasn't right. This time I'm on the lease. It's my apartment.
You're on your own this time, so that you can be yourself. You know, you don't mix this with any other energies. It's very hard sometimes to be living with other people because it's
the
interference of other people's problems. And yes.
Unfortunately, there is going to be a friend of mine that I agreed to let stay with me like 2 or 3 days a week, which is an issue also, but I pretty
well,
much
I
had
think
to do that.
Well, I think that's temporary. I don't think that's going to be very long term. I see that might last for a month, 2 or 3, but not long term. I don't see that.
We'll see
and
what...
I don't see that friend causing you a problem. Hold on the line. Hold on the line, Denise. I'm going to a break.
Good, cause I want to
give up.
I want to ask.
Okay.
Okay, because I want to ask.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called the Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America and all your problems are done, they don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
I'm back. I'm Carmen Hara on Home Time Radio. And I want to continue the conversation. So, Denise, tell me, what were you asking me about?
We were talking about me moving to Los Angeles just now.
Okay.
So, you know, I said I don't think that friend is going to give me a problem. We've known each other for a long time.
I don't think so at all.
She's got a gorgeous little dog, Lulu, who's my soulmate.
You know, it's beautiful. The energy of the person is very good. It's not going to interfere. It's not going to cause any problem.
Excellent.
But I don't see a long time staying with you. Probably a month, probably three, but not long. Sometimes it's good to have good people around us. You know, but not everybody has that pure good energy. But in your case, this is a good fit.
Yeah, she's a painter and has a studio that she's in 3 or 4 days a week. So she'll be in the apartment 3 days a week. She might be there for months, but anyway, that's besides the point. I just wanted to know, you know, if LA is going to be a good place for me, because I feel like I've been really off
the path. It's a very good place, and it's very good decision, and this is going to bring you the stability, the balance that you need. But did anybody die recently around you?
Yes. Here it is. My dad passed away just about a year ago, June 26th.
It's a man that I see clearly, and he smiles. Yeah. He has a huge smile on the face.
Oh, you
and
bet.
He said,
absolutely.
He has a big smile. He was a good, good man with a big, big heart. Did he have a heart problem before he died?
No, but he was 96. He died of old age, so I don't know exactly if
it's but
what,
it's like
what happened.
It's like he's putting his hand on his heart. Either it's like that's a symbol, in a symbolic way. I see him. He was a kind, wonderful man, an amazing soul that lived his life. We used to say, like, you die the way you live. This man had a nice passing because he lived a beautiful life, and he was a beautiful man. And he had that beautiful smile all the time, and he did good to everybody.
Yeah.
This was a good person.
Yeah.
Your father was a wonderful man. And he says, not to worry about anything. Think of him. This man always wanted to protect you, and his spirit will always... He said he reunited with so many people. Did anybody else died after him?
In the past year, no.
He's like talking about the person who passed. It doesn't have to be in the family. There's somebody that he mentioned dying after him that he reunited in the last 4 months. Go and check who else that he was connected. It could have been one of his friends. He used to play something with this person. He shows me a P name, and he shows me a person who actually was younger than him. So he's somebody that he could have been one of the people who sometimes took care of him or something like that. So you might know what he's referring. If you do a little bit of research, you'll understand the message.
Yeah,
but he is with a lot of people on the other side. And he's talking about a woman he's with him on the other side that he loves dearly, that he was very happy to see when he passed. And I also think he talks about his mother. I think he refers to his mother. Did you ever acknowledge that connection he had with his beautiful mother?
And his beautiful sister and all his brothers. Yeah, they're all dead.
Yeah.
All of them. Yeah.
Right. It's just pretty incredible how powerful this connection was between him and the female side of the family. There's a lot of help coming. They mentioned there is a person with an S name that will come and become instrumental and very helpful for your work. And they said from now on to April of the next year.
S or F?
I think it's an S. I may be wrong, but there's
a...
Yeah, it may be, you know, it may be an S because I'm trying to hear clearly what they say. But it's a person that comes into your life. It's instrumental. They also describe a woman, and they describe somebody who's short hair, medium in height, big brown eyes, a very strong character, but very instrumental in helping you through your career, making an impact into your life. They say, look for it. They show me a day of 21. They talk of the month of November. They said, you'll understand the message in a little while. He said, there's a lot of good coming. Establish this connection because a lot of good will come through your dad. He also shows me a big M name. So look for the M name too, because that's going to be very, very interesting and very relevant for the way your life will unfold and the way your life will change for better. He said, look for the good. There's a lot of good coming from him and indirectly from the whole family out there. Okay, oh, my love, I send you a big kiss, and thank you for...
And you know, just one more thing. You know, I have to tell you, Carmen, and the listening audience, I wasn't sad, and I haven't been sad one second since my father passed. When he died, I felt a big release of love, and we had the biggest celebration for him, for his
memorial.
That's
beautiful.
And
that's the way it should be. That's the way it should be.
Because, you know, and I just feel just love, and I have not felt any grief or sadness with him, because it was really time for him to go. I mean, it was really time. The poor guy had
to go. Is somebody who lived an amazing life, you know,
and it was his time to go.
Exactly. That's so beautiful. So light a candle for your beautiful father and let him help you. Invite him into your life. Yeah.
Okay. My poor mom now, you know, is having a hard time because then she'll be 92 on Saturday.
But your father says that your mom will continue to live for a number of years. It's not her time to go. Well, that's the message of your father.
No, it's not. And I'm glad he said so. I tell him I love him. So that's cool. But he knows how much you love him,
and the love that comes from him is enormous and infinite and you know, without way of describing it in words. So I love you, my Denise, and thank you so much for calling me.
Thank you so much for
I adore you, my
Carmen.
Denise.
Thank you.
I love you more. I'm going to go to Millie in New York. Hi, my Millie. Are you still on with me, waiting for such a long time?
Hi, Carmen. How are you?
Hi, beautiful. I love you, my angel. How are you, my dear?
Oh, thank you. I love you too, and the work that you do for touching everyone's
lives. Okay, you're telling me how can I be helpful. It's so funny, Millie. You have a little girl walking around you, and she's passed. And I don't know why, if she wanted to come as your daughter or this is a spirit you never met, but it's a little girl with long blonde hair, curling hair, dancing around you. I just see her. I don't know if you ever felt the presence of a pure soul, but it's pretty remarkable how this soul will protect you. You know what I mean? It's just incredible how you have this protection. It might come from a past life. Her name is Emily, and she's surrounding you many times. She's actually hugging you many times. She said, whenever you are sad, she's there hugging you, you know? This is pretty incredible. So, this is somebody who wants to say to you today that she's there for you. And she said, whatever difficulties you might have or whatever's going on, not to be afraid. You're gonna break through. You know what I mean? There's a lot going on into your life right now that's gonna turn around. Do you have any specific questions to me?
Thank you for that. You said that the little girl, her name was Emily?
Yes.
Okay.
And she's so beautiful, and I want you to be in touch with her and talk to her. And ask Emily to say something to you, and you'll establish a communication, and she becomes your spirit guide in the future, I promise you. It's going to be so powerful.
Interesting. Thank you for that. I was just thinking of this. I just want to know if a loved one from the other side has a message for me.
There's also a man. Now that I look more, I see a man. But the man either passed suddenly or something happened. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Okay, there's also a man on the other side who probably you couldn't see before he died. Because I found, I feel,
not that I can think of, no.
I feel him not, not like somebody who had an easy passing or died suddenly, you know. It's just so, it's so interesting. This man is like looking at me but doesn't tell me too much. So I can, I try to relate to him. And it doesn't give me too much indication. But I think in the next 5 days, this is the message, you'll understand who this person is. You'll have like a revelation. And I want you to feel free to give me, I give you 3 minutes to talk to me. Just do me the favor and call me if you can. And we'll talk much more because you'll understand what I'm trying to say right now. Though I don't have enough information about this person. But you have, you also have a grandmother. Do you remember grandmother's passing?
No, I was very little when my, well, it depends what side of my family.
Your father's side of the family.
Yeah.
She's long time gone. She's long time gone.
Yeah.
She, and she is also coming through, but she's coming very loving, but like this sadness or sorrow or, it's almost like something was not right about the way that... Was there something wrong going on in your family? In terms of the relationship you had with them or the way they treated you?
No, nothing bad.
Well, was there... It's like, or a disconnect or something like that. It's just so interesting. I feel like the way the message is like, we are sorry. There's some regrets about something that could have been done differently. You probably understand. I can't go too much in details because I don't have too much time in the show left. But I think I want to offer you time, you know, whenever you can call me so we can talk a little bit more in details about what I'm trying to say. So I can give you minutes free. Feel free to call tomorrow or after tomorrow, whenever you have a minute. Will you call me?
Sure, absolutely. Thank you.
And then we'll talk about this, Millie. Do you have anything else specific you want to ask me? I see a lot of things happening into your life in the next 8 months, a year and a half, but positive stuff, a lot of good changes, changes about you, changes about work, changes that you plan to do for the, for a number of years. They haven't happened, but they're happening now.
Yeah, I often... I struggle with understanding what my purpose is and also...
But we will find out. I'll help you figure it out. That's why I offer you this minutes, because I want to guide you and where you are, where you stand, who's helping you, where are you going from there. I see a huge turnaround in your life in acknowledging your reason of being here. It's like that awakening, that moment of realization of who you are, why are you here, and what you need to achieve.
Okay.
And your life will change dramatically in the next 8 months. And you will see it. You will witness your own transformation. So, Amelia, I'm waiting for your call. Whenever you want, tomorrow, after tomorrow, or anytime you want, you know. You can get my number if you go to carmenhara.com. My number is there. If you have a pen, you can write it down. You have a pen?
Yeah.
917-771-6035. That's my private number. You can call me, and I'm here to serve you and help you because I really want to help you. Because I think I have a lot to tell you, but the time cannot, I don't have enough time on the show. Okay, my Millie, I'll wait
Thank
for
you
your
so
call.
Much, Carmen.
I love you, Millie.
Okay.
Nicole from
Thank
Ohio.
You.
Hi, my dear. Hi, Nicole. Are you still with me?
I am.
Oh, my God.
Hello, how are you?
Okay, I'm excited to talk to you, my Nicole. I love you, sweetie. So tell me, how can I help?
Well, I keep, you know, I keep getting your emails, and I've heard you many times in different shows, and I'm just fascinated with you and your energy, and I just think you're a beautiful, beautiful woman in spirit and a guide, and I really wanted to be able to say that to you.
That's so beautiful. I'm so moved.
I only speak the truth.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm open to any feels that you get from me.
It's interesting. I think that you, it's so interesting. I get so many things with you, and I like my head is bombarded, you know what I mean, with a lot of messages. Like, I'm looking at the clock and say, how can I tell you how many things I want to tell you, you know? It's like, I feel like in the next 2 years, there's a tremendous transformation about you. Like, everything moving with you in the right direction, like finding yourself. Do you write? I'm going to ask you if you ever thought about writing something.
Yes, when I was younger, that was my passion.
Okay, let's go back to writing. Let's go back to writing. I see you publishing a book in 2 years or 4 years. So that's one of the big messages that I feel like I want to give to you. The fact that you will go to something that you abandoned because you thought, I'm not going to do it, but you will do it. So there's an ability to write. You are meant to have a child. Do you have that child?
Oh, I have two children.
Okay,
and I just,
okay.
At 42, I have a 3-year-old son. So I have
okay,
16
so
and
your
a 3-year-old.
Your son comes to me. But listen, I'm going to the end of the show, and Valeria, I am so sorry. And Nicole, I want to talk to you more. Give me a call. I left the phone number. You guys, I adore you. I love you. Thank you for being part of my show. We'll continue the conversation next Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, with my producer, Christopher. Thank you so much for listening. I love you.
Thank you. We love you, too.
Love you.